This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight, we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 8, titled Murder on the High Seas. In tonight's episode, we have a beach picnic that ends with some swells, a murder mystery, Chef's messiness may have caught up with him, we introduce a new cast member in Dylan, and Ben gets into some hot water before the night's ends. Sean, we'll get into your mid-season crew rankings, which I'm very much looking forward to critiquing. But let's start with the top of the episode. A little bit, I know the captain said it was a little, he thought that there was a dangerous situation. And I guess I could see where he's coming from. He actually raised his voice and he's kind of yelled at all the guests, which, listen, in a tense situation, maybe is the most appropriate thing to do. What were your thoughts on kind of that? Because I think he didn't like apologize for it later, but he kind of rationalized it.
Yeah. First time we've ever, he doesn't really raise his voice that often.
No.
He's pretty like calm guy most of the time. I don't think he ever did an adventure. At least never to a guest. So it was different. What's her name? Was it Leslie or Christy? One of the charter guests, they were specifically told to wait for instruction to get back on the tender. Did not wait.
No.
It's boats really, really rocking. It'd be a little weird getting yelled at on a vacation they were paying that much money for, but I guess, you know, safety first, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people pay for that. There's always the... There's the dad on the ski mountain that when like one kid's crying, one kid can't get on the lift, and he's just like, this is fun. We're supposed to be having fun. I always think about that. I've seen it before on the ski lifts a million times. He does seem like a pretty calm person. And so I think that actually just accentuated what the urgency of it was. Other than that, Sean, I really don't have much on these guests other than obviously the dinner and the murder mystery. What'd you think of it? I'll just give you my thoughts. I've been to murder mysteries before. They're not that fun because I'm never into them enough as I need to be. But this one seemed like short and sweet and I kind of liked it.
Okay. When did you go to a murder mystery dinner?
I've been to two. I went to one at a buddy's house like 3 years ago. And then I went to a company created one in the last like year.
Okay. So both in Colorado.
Yeah.
So when I live with you in New York, I feel like I would have heard about this.
That's fair.
Wow. Yeah. I can't really follow along with the story. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, so like in a lot of the murder mysteries, it's like really involved in which like you have clues that you have to like tell certain people but then not tell other people. And I honestly went to one at a dinner, like I said, like 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, and there were probably like 200 people there for like a company thing.
What?
and only like 20 people were actually involved in the murder mystery, and it kind of was a pain in the ass because 90% of the people didn't care, but like they like turn the lights down and a guy got a microphone every like 10 minutes to tell you what was going on.
The vibe seems cool though.
Yeah. I think what they did was cool. There were no characters. There was no nothing. It was just basically like a treasure hunt kind of.
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'll ever look for one, but if I happen upon one, I wouldn't be upset. Yeah. Yeah. Who is the killer? Was it Frasier?
No, Frasier died. One of the members. Oh, yeah.
My attention span's so bad now.
If they could just make the episode like a 12-second TikTok in succession, you'd probably be fine.
I know.
Which we have a TikTok, right?
We do. We post something once a week, yeah.
Nice. What's the handle?
@overboard_pod.
Love it. All right.
All right. Check that out.
So that's all I had on the murder mystery. I think the only thing I want to talk about else when the chart, there's two things I want to talk about before the guests leave. I guess, is Chef Anthony having an issue here? I guess he's messy, but it doesn't seem to be having any issues in performance yet. I don't know if it's a precursor.
Yeah, a couple things. The last night out, Frasier suggested to everyone that we all need to pitch in and help Anthony more, support him more. And the minute the guy gets backed up a little bit and this kitchen becomes a little messy, Frasier's freaking out. I don't understand that whatsoever. It's like Frasier ultimately took Jared's side. Like, you know what? Yeah, we do enough.
We do do a lot.
I would say, yeah, Anthony's food's always awesome. I guess the issue was he was up until 3 a.m. cleaning. And then the next morning for breakfast, he didn't really have a plan. But it's breakfast, so there's only a few options. I think he threw out the breakfast sandwiches, which Frasier hated.
Yeah.
Americans love breakfast sandwiches. So that would have been fine.
Hangover Sammy's.
Yeah, and then he just went with the French toast, and everyone loved it.
Yeah.
So it's not an issue yet. It's Frasier's, I guess, messes just make Frasier anxious.
That's a Frasier problem. That's not a
Frasier problem. Yeah. It could become a problem eventually if he becomes disorganized.
Right.
But it hasn't been an issue yet. And Frasier, not calling him a hypocrite yet, but the complaining is a little hypocritical.
Right. Yeah. He did just say, he's like, we got to pick Chef up. that's so funny that he picked up on that. All right. We have a new crew member, Sean. Deckhand Dylan's joining. A little bit of controversy on this one. So
explain.
The interwebs have brought to light that Dylan has also been on Vanderpump Rules. Now, I don't know the timeline. I don't know if he's on like the current season. I would imagine it's either current season or previous season. But it kind of begs the question, like, what pool is Bravo selecting their like deckhands from, or their like talent from? Are they just like kind of like retreading from one show to another, or is this just a coincidence? Because I have a hard time believing it's a coincidence, but at the same time, if this show was recorded like 8 months ago, maybe he went into like some like BravoCon or something since then and met other people, and then maybe it makes sense he's on another show.
Yeah, so he's basically, they bring him on, and it's basically assumed he'll become the lead deckhand based on his experience. So, yeah, people, the interwebs are saying, oh, this guy's like an actor. I don't think that's true, necessarily. He clearly has been a deckhand before.
Right.
Or otherwise, in the show, is just 100% fake.
Yeah.
Like... they're using like AI, like they're using CGI to show them like tying lines. Like it's not actually him, his hands doing it. It's like somebody else.
Well, that's the problem. If he ends up being really bad at his job, I think Bravo's completely cucked.
Okay. Well, okay. I see where you're going there. So a couple things on Dylan. Do not remember him from Vanderpump Rules last season or this season, Monday night. So, like, the previews for this episode, it was like, wow, this guy's really good-looking. Sonny's going to be into him. That lasts for 5 seconds. This guy doesn't jump off the screen at all. And he's trying to.
Yeah.
He's got very, like, little charisma at all. So, I don't know why you'd hire this guy, like, as a fake deckhand to boost ratings when he's got nothing. To me, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying the girls think he's technically good looking, but they hate when he talks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, when I did the crew rankings, I forgot to rank him because I forgot he was on the show. And I did them immediately after the show ended.
Yeah.
So that seems odd too. I don't know. Yeah, but we thought it was a little weird earlier this season. The Jared thing, like, oh, this guy's going to, he was hired as a bosun to get fired.
Yep.
And it felt a little predictable when he got fired.
It's like, it's Reagan, it's Rue, it's, I mean, they just come up with other reasons to be like, this will be an interesting storyline. We'll have a fake bosun for one episode or five episodes. And then they'll have some form of a breakdown or not work out or something.
Mm.
But I mean, it's, I don't want the more scripted the show seems, the less I want to watch it. And I'm not saying it's necessarily getting there, but like, let's not have a storyline every other season or what seems like every season now of this like fake deckhand to get fired.
So
just or bosun to get fired. Just my thought.
The Bolitic mid version of the show would be they bring this guy on, Dylan, and he acts really cocky, which I don't think he has yet. We don't know anything about him. And he acts like he deserves a lead deckhand. And then instead they fire him and they promote Senny to lead deckhand because of girl power and the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
That won't happen on this show. It won't happen on a Captain Carey boat.
Yep.
But yeah, it's like they brought him on to make Ben look better.
Or if I were to think of, if I think about how this is going to work out, Ben's probably, and again, this is, we've seen this guy for 5 seconds. He may be terrible at his job, but Ben promotes Dylan because he has so much experience to lead deckhand, and Sonny flips out on him or gets really hurt.
That'd be okay.
I didn't promote her.
I'd like that, honestly.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah, I just find it funny that Dylan, he comes on, he's like so high energy, and I forgot about him 5 seconds later.
Yeah, he's kind of like a cringe guy. I think somebody said he just like reminds him of like a golden retriever that just like never runs out of energy. But I kind of remember, do you remember, like, I think it was like, had to be like 10 years ago now, Josh Murray from, was it like Andy season of The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
And I remember I just had this mannerism. I just kept being like, when I'd be just imitate him and be like, I'm just so excited. I'm happy to be here. I'm ready to rock and roll. And like that, that's what I felt like his whole season was. And this guy reminds me of him 100%.
Josh won that season.
I know.
And this Dylan guy is just not a threat to Ben whatsoever.
No.
And I have high hopes for the girl stew that's about to arrive. But I don't know. Dylan, he got a little tip. He got $550.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. So it always happens, and I think this is, I don't know if it's Sandy specifically, but we've seen so many times in the last two seasons or whatever where Kyle has a toothache and he's gone for 9/10 of the charter, but manages to come back for the tip meeting. And we always say, all right, did he get full tip? Did he get no tip? We never know. Props to Captain for actually going out of his way and saying, hey, you came on, kind of did some numbers here. You get $500.
That's so fair to everyone. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, imagine getting like $2,200 for being on the boat for 3 hours. So that would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I love that. He's a great captain.
Yeah. I really do think he is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dinner?
No, dinner. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So The dinner was actually really short. I don't really remember any conversations from dinner specifically, but I do remember the smoke breaks. And listen, that's where allegiances are made. And in this instance, we had Kyle and Chef kind of go off and talk about, the new dynamic. Maybe obviously Sonny's off the table, but maybe Kat, maybe Zandy it seems like Kyle's obviously into Kat. And then
Barbie.
Barbie, Kat, sorry.
That's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
We should mention, the guest had asked about Kat when she left. At the beginning of the episode, they're like, oh, what happened? It's like, yeah, she missed home.
Yeah. So weird. in the middle of the charter, she's like, no, I just gotta go. Yeah, obviously, Barbie, sorry. And then, Frasier and Ben kind of go off and they're having their own, conversation. And I just really liked it. I miss smoke breaks. I wish they would come back. It seems like a below deck sailing yacht thing. And I miss them, man. I'm not promoting smoking, but I am promoting smoke breaks.
I think now that vaping's so commonplace, smoking actual cigarettes seems way cooler.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not promoting it either, but it does look cool. Frasier. That's also Frasier is just talking shit about Anthony.
Yeah, man,
that guy's galley is brutal. Also, is this when? Oh no, this is the club. Zandy and Ben. It's kind of building all episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit during the charter. Zandy gets very dressed up for the night out. So does Sunny. They both look great. And they make their way to the club. That's a club, right?
Yep.
Zandy and Ben start hugging, calling each other their favorite. They both say it's just like a friendship thing. Do you buy it?
I didn't see one thing wrong with what I saw. I didn't see one thing wrong. I'm putting that however, the one thing you have to think about is Ben and Sonny's relationship is so new that I guess there's no concrete there. There's no foundation. And so, if Ben's just, I don't know, putting his arm around Zandy, kind of putting his arm around her waist, they didn't kiss. They didn't even come close to kissing or anything like that. And maybe just because the relationship is so new, Sunny's like, oh, is he just going to move off me? It seems like she has some insecurities that's coming out here, but I didn't see anything wrong that Ben really did.
Nothing wrong. There is chemistry, I think. They would know better than me, but I think Zandy's a little into it.
Yeah.
Whatever, I know she will not admit to that, but I get why Sunny's pissed.
Do you? You really do?
Yeah, a little bit. Sunny's also crazy, though. So.
Yeah. It's so funny. So when they did that little montage of Sunny's hot and cold, it kind of makes sense. I guess I didn't see it. But there was the whole thing with, Ben kind of calling her out on for not wearing a helmet, stuff like that. Really talking to Jared more than anything else. There was one other one I can't really remember. And now this, it's like, Has Sonny been off and on with Ben three times in the last 2 weeks? It's possible.
Yeah. Well, then when they go back to the boat, so Sonny tells Ben she wants some time alone because of the incident at the club. Then Ben starts talking to Zandy near the hot tub. Sonny comes up and sees it and gets pissed. They end up going to bed together, though. So it's not really off and on. It's just Ben gets in the doghouse for 30 minutes.
I kind of got where Ben was. We've all been in relationships when we do something, either we do something dumb or even if we don't, but for some reason the other person's mad at you and Ben just seemed like a guy. There's people who were like agonize over it, and Ben just seemed like a guy. He's like, yeah, man, I'm just over it. And that's the sign of a guy who's been in a relationship for 3 weeks, and the girl he's seeing has been hot and cold with him 3-4 times. Like, he's just like, yeah, I get it. She's gonna get over it, or we'll just not hook up anymore.
Yeah. I just think there's a little chemistry between Xandy and Ben,
Yeah.
but it's not going to happen though. It sounds like Ben has a thing with the new stew that comes on. And again, to my point, this Dylan guy's just a non-factor.
Yeah. I did like the tag team interviews
Oh,
with
yeah, those are great.
Barbie and Sonny. I mean, they do it sometimes with the guys too, but I kind of liked how they were just both on the same page, and they're just like, this Dylan guy just needs to like not talk ever.
Oh, Kyle and Frazier make out of nowhere.
Yeah, saw that. Kyle did say he's like, I'm, yeah, did he say something? He's like, I'm not like attracted to guys, but he alluded that like he's tried some things.
Yeah, he's like European straight,
Okay.
which is like they'll try anything once.
Got it.
And then, yeah, who else? Two seasons ago, Jake made out with Frazier.
Right.
Remember that guy?
I miss Jake.
He was cool. He was
He was a
cool.
good guy.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, that's all I got. If you want to go into, we'll do your crew rankings.
All right, John. Mid-season crew rankings presented by us. We need to find a sponsor for these. That should be very easy to find. All right. Number one, Frasier. It's been like a solid rock of the show so far. Not seeing as my favorite Chief Stew or even near the top, but he's just been solid the entire time and kind of the main character. So I picked Frasier number one. I have number two, Sunny, just because I like her. Great looking girl. I think she's great. Her Ben dynamic's really fun. I think it's gonna get even more fun as Ben starts to get into more and more trouble. So that'll be interesting. So I have Sunny number two. I've got Kyle three. We've only got a little bit of Kyle so far, but the way he handled like the Jared situation last week, very impressed by that. Or I guess that was 2 weeks
Yep.
ago now. Kind of
It's
both.
so funny how Kyle has kind of gone to the top here, because he was like the forgotten man in the first like 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh yeah, 100%. But I expect a strong back half of the season. And then, yeah, just as of recent, he's been solid. All right, so that's top three. I have Ben four just because he's gotten the most screen time and the producers love him.
Yeah.
So they bring in Jared to let Jared to make him look better. They bring in Dylan to make him look more charismatic with the girls. Like it's I don't know. I guess it's undeniable now. Like everything's just going his way. So he's fourth. Barbie fifth. I like Barbie. I sort of thought she was gonna be the villain this season, and that hasn't played out at all. She's like, I think she reminds you of a girl who was mean to you in high school, but she's not actually that mean.
Right.
But I don't know. She's cool. Hopefully her and Kyle something happens. So I got her fifth. I have Jared six, just because I was rooting for the guy for a little bit,
Yep.
but he had a tough final night and then he got fired. So he's six. I can't be much higher than that. I have Xandy seventh. She's kind of coming on a little strong recently. Oh, one thing we forgot to mention. As soon as Kat leaves, Xandy starts just criticizing Barbie nonstop for like the rest of the day.
Yeah, what does she say? She's like, oh, she makes it look like she's busy without actually doing things.
You know what? For most jobs, that's a good thing. Like that
Yep.
works.
Yep.
That tricks most managers. But yeah, so I think Xandy's gonna be featured more. Be somewhat of a problem, maybe for a few people. Maybe those being Sunny and Barbie, but she's kind of come on strong recently. So I got Zanny seventh. I have Chef Anthony eighth. Like the guy, he's an awesome chef. He just doesn't really have a whole lot to say outside of him cooking, at least yet. We'll see if this messiness thing turns into anything, but right now he's just eighth. All right. Bottom two have Dylan ninth. Bad first impression for me, at least. We'll see. I'm not expecting really anything from him.
I don't know, Sean. I'm so excited. I'm ready to go. This is going to be great.
He kept talking about the vibes too. It's like he's from Summer House, basically. Yeah. Even though he's on Vanderpump Rules, but he would be a guy that would last for one season on Summer House.
What does it make you think if he's bad at the job of being a regular deckhand and he says he has four seasons of being a deckhand?
That will be, I don't know.
What does that say about it? That obviously is a black eye to Bravo, right?
Well, okay. There is, so the first season of Bulldeck, so for everyone saying like, oh, Bulldeck's not the same as it used to be. The first season ever of Bulldeck, he wasn't even the bosun. He was the first mate and he was going to be the captain. Until the owner of the boat stepped in and said, no, Captain Lee has to be the captain. But so this guy, Alex, he was the first mate all season.
Mm-hmm.
He was also on Vanderpump Rules. Like, as the show was airing. He was dating Kristen. So, Bravo's always done this. This is a new for Below Deck.
Okay, good to know.
That guy was a real first mate, though. So, there's a chance Dylan... even really keep track of where he was from. He's American. We know that. No, he's South African. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would he be in LA?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's where the good looking people got.
I just talked my way out of that argument. Because I assumed for some reason Dylan was American. No, he's a very American South African. So yeah, the Vanderpump Rules things I can't explain. He has to have some real experience, though.
That's what I'm saying. I hope. Like, I'm not rooting for the guy to fail, but like, if he does stink and he's terrible, then did they just come up with a fake resume for him?
And for a guy who doesn't gym off the screen at all, that would be egg in their face twice.
Right.
Okay. I hope not. That'd be bad. But no, I think he's got to have some real experience. I think it's possible to be a part-time deckhand and also a part-time reality TV low life.
But he's not like on, I don't know how involved he is on the show. So it's not like he's a regular on Vanderpump Rules. Let's not, but it does lead you to believe he's not exactly there for strictly being a deckhand. He's there because he's on camera.
Yeah, he wants an acting career. Yes.
Yeah, you can't be on two Bravo shows by accident.
That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
But same with first season of Bulldeck, the first officer Alex.
Right. All right. So we have precedent.
Yes.
Okay.
Meaning like the show hasn't changed. We're just more perceptive now. Maybe that's it. All right. And last but not least, Kat. It was sad. I feel like we've said enough about Kat.
Yeah, we don't need to beat a dead horse.
We don't need to dance in any graves here. I hope she's happy, but from an entertainment standpoint, she will not be missed.
Yeah.
And then, any John? Any big disagreements there?
I think Chef, if you told me at the beginning of the season that in your mid-season crew rankings, Chef was going to be phenomenal and also eighth, I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because he seems like a really nice guy. He's got a ton of personality. And somehow, either he's just not getting enough screen time or it's not popping off the way it should. So I'm not saying 8 is wrong, but it's still shocking to me.
Yeah. Sometimes the chefs feel like they're on a different show.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're the main character of the show. So it just depends on the cast and all of that.
I thought Kyle was a little high. But not because I don't like him. I think he has the most potential. But I think you rated him based on his potential versus, like, let's think of the first half of the season. A lot of it was Barbie Frazier, and we got Barbie down at 5th.
Fair. Yeah, no, Kyle, if it wasn't for that thing with Jared, yeah, he's barely on the show at all.
Right.
But
he's listen, the crew rankings are sealed. There's nothing we can do about it now.
I'm not going to amend them now. No, I'm happy with Kyle being 3rd. Yeah, the top isn't super strong. Because, like, even Frazier and Sonny, like, they're not like Daisy or Gary.
No.
But they're, that's the way the season is. They're 1 and 2 right now. Yeah. So, I liked the episode, though, the most recent one. I liked all the stuff with Ben. And then we got some potential for the back half. I wish I liked Dylan more.
Yeah. I think it's so funny when we watch the, like, coming up on Below Deck, because they obviously did like a minute trailer for like rest of the season. It made it seem like the next stew comes at like the end of the season. Just in like the order they did things, but maybe it's just how they ran it. It does sound like she doesn't come until the next night out. So we have a whole other charter before she comes.
It's odd. Well, I hope not, but that's the good chance though, because they just Kat just left.
Right. So we're going to have another charter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
So, there'll be a person down by next charter, unless they have another dinner night out, but that doesn't seem accurate.
Maybe it's a 1 day charter or like a 1 night charter.
Could be.
Well,
yeah.
All right. We'll see.
All right. That's all I got, Sean. Thanks. Thanks for being a part of this. Everybody else, thanks for listening.
Yeah, everyone, we'll see you next week. Bon voyage.